This week's Something Wild podcast is sponsored by Pelletieri Associates, an award-winning team of landscape architects celebrating over 30 years of land planning, fine gardening, masonry, poolscapes, and maintenance services throughout New England, and a proud supporter of NHPR.
I'm Chris Martin from New Hampshire Audubon.
And I'm Dave Anderson from the Forest Society, and this is Something Wild. Why do I suddenly feel like eating yams and cranberry jelly and then watching college football?
Because we typically talk turkeys in November at Thanksgiving.
Or occasionally misconceptions about Founding Father Ben Franklin proposing the wild turkey as our national bird.
But we don't think about them as much in the springtime, do we?
Unless you're a turkey hunter.
That's right. This is a crucial time of year for New Hampshire's 40,000 turkeys.
Of course, because after mating in April and incubating eggs in May, they're hatching chicks right about now.
Okay, so here are some really cool facts about turkeys.
Lay them on me.
All right, first, a hen lays one clutch of eggs per year, as many as 17 eggs per nest. The hen lays only one egg each day, so if she lays 14 eggs...
It takes 2 whole weeks to lay the full clutch of eggs.
Right. Egg 14 arrives 2 weeks after egg number one. But here's cool fact number two, synchronous hatching. All those eggs will hatch at the same time, often within an hour of one another.
No kidding. How does that even work?
Well, the hen doesn't incubate the eggs, which is, of course, sitting on them to keep them warm, until they're all laid.
So she just lays the next egg and then gets up and walks around in the woods?
Right. Hens travel in a females-only flock, but they become more solitary and secretive in May when it comes to nesting. She'll hang out with the flock and feed until she needs to lay an egg. Then she hops over a nearby stone wall and moves to a remote place where she's hidden her other eggs on the ground.
And they avoid the nest if you get too close. There are turkeys nesting in my woods, and when I wander too close, the hen hops up, making a clucking put, put, put alarm call, and flees, drawing my attention away from the location of the nest.
So cold eggs in a turkey ground nest are, in a real sense, exposed and uncovered and unheated. But unlike unfertilized chicken eggs in your fridge, the embryos in these eggs will begin to develop into chicks.
Once the hen starts incubating.
Mm-hmm. Incubation triggers the development process inside eggs, and chicks hatch in about 4 weeks.
Turkey chicks are called poults, right?
Cool fact number three. Technically speaking, chicks are hatchlings and not yet mobile. Poults are ready to run. Most birds, songbirds and raptors, for example, nest in trees. When their eggs hatch, the chicks are altricial.
Good word.
Mm-hmm.
So that means nestlings hatch naked, featherless and blind, squawking for food and warmth.
Right. Altricial chicks hatch from eggs while still less than fully developed. But turkeys are ground nesters and can be because when turkey poults hatch, they're precocial.
He did it again.
They hatch out with fluffy down feathers, their eyes are open, and soon they can run.
And that's good, too, because turkey families cover a lot of ground in a day. Poults must be able to keep up with a hen as she leads them through her territory in search of food.
In turkey society, hens raise the young. After the mating season, toms and younger jakes retreat to a separate males-only flock.
The mated hens raise small broods and don't merge into larger combined flocks of hens with poults until late summer.
You may want to join our combined Something Wild flock when you subscribe to our podcast.
Just search for Something Wild on iTunes and look for the picture of the barred owl wearing headphones. I'm Dave Anderson.
And I'm Chris Martin. Something Wild is a joint production of New Hampshire Audubon, the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, and NHPR. That's not.
All I can think about in the script is like, she hangs out with the flock and feeds until she needs to lay an egg, and then she politely excuses herself.
I need to go to the powder room.
Listening to NHPR's The Exchange when something interrupts.
What do other states allow? Do they say that that is okay?
That's interesting.
Hey, Linda, the TPS reports are due in 15 minutes. And we need to go over the quarterly numbers.
Oh, okay.
Check out The Exchange podcast feed and never miss another fascinating discussion again. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.